power. I've been dancing hours and days in hardcore training workshops with djembe players. Whoa, that's a world. When, as really magic as I was, lifestyle for 3-4 years around Paris. We traveled all over.
My name is Holly Hedgepeth, and I'm with the Cancer Services Program of Columbia and Greene County, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC ACRA.
This is Mitch McConnell when I'm up in the Catskills to go hunt bear and visit my friends in the Greene County Legislature. I always tune into WGXC. I love that weird show, the Nothing Is Real Radio Hour, but it's not on very often. What a bunch of crazy Yankees up there. Where's that station again? Oh, now, remember, it's at 90.7 FM on the dial in my Lexus. I wish we had something like that in Kentucky. Don't forget to vote, y'all.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the First Presbyterian Church of Hudson, a faith community open to all. Whether you are single, married, divorced, gay, wealthy, poor, or no habla inglés, if you are just browsing, just woke up, or just got out of jail, it doesn't matter if you work on Wall Street or if you sleep on Wall Street. You belong. We love soccer moms, crying babies, vegans, hipsters, seekers and doubters, tourists and locals. All are welcome. Services held Sunday mornings at 10:45 a.m. You can find us on the web at firstpreshudson.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Rob Saffer of Woodstock, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about Creative Community Radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Rebecca F. Ward reports in the Times Union that New York begins accepting retail cannabis dispensary applications on August 25th. First applicants must prove they or an immediate family member were convicted with a marijuana-related charge in New York prior to the state's legislation of cannabis in 2021, and that they owned and operated a business that made a profit for at least 2 years. Nonprofits working with incarcerated or formerly incarcerated people can also apply. Tremaine Wright, chair of the state's Cannabis Control Board, said that this will mean, and I quote, the first sales are conducted by those harmed by prohibition, end quote. Applicants will be accepted through September 26th, and stores may open later this year or early in 2023. Chris Alexander, executive director of the Office of Cannabis Management, said, and I quote, we've worked to make this application as simple as possible for all interested applicants. And I cannot emphasize it enough that you do not need any legal expertise to fill this application out, end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Columbia Green Media reports that the Department of Environmental Conservation Commissioner Basil Sagos announced a plan to protect land and wildlife surrounding the Taconic Creek on August 11th. The Taconic Headwaters Conservation Plan was completed with the Columbia Land Conservancy and community volunteers from the towns of Claverick, Copec, Hillsdale, and Taconic. The plan values large, connected forests and streams in the watershed to protect clean water and wildlife such as eastern brook trout. Marissa Cody, Columbia County Land Conservancy Director of Farmland, Forestry, and Land Use Program, said, and I quote, The Taconic Headwaters Conservation Plan could not have been developed without the dedicated work of many local stakeholders, and we look forward to working with the broader community to protect and care for the lands and the water systems within the watershed region, end quote. Taconic Creek starts in Hillsdale and over 30.1 miles leads into Claverick Creek, which runs into the Hudson River. Sago said, and I quote, "Preserving natural connections between habitats is critical for wildlife movement, climate adaptation, and resilient ecosystems," end quote. He added, and I quote, "DEC applauds the leadership of our land trust partners in working with local communities to create shared conservation visions for the Eastern Hudson Highlands and for the Taconic Headwaters watershed." Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Mid-Hudson News reports that the city of Kingston elevated its drought emergency to stage 2 on August 10th. The Hudson Valley has not had much rain this summer, and Pittsfield, Massachusetts has also implemented a water restriction plan due to a lack of moisture. In Kingston now, the regulations no longer allow adding water to any swimming pool, and there is no watering lawns, golf courses, ornamental shrubs, or plants, though vegetables and fruits grown for human consumption can be watered with a handheld container. Large non-residential water consumers must reduce usage by at least 20%. Scattered showers are predicted next week, but the area is in need of a major storm. And you can read more about this story at Mid-Hudson News. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, town meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend. And now, here is your WGXC weather update. Well, on Saturday, it will be sunny with a high near 79 degrees. Saturday night, mostly clear with a temperature low of around 53. And on Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 81 degrees. And a slight chance of showers after 2 a.m. on Sunday night. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature low of around 58 degrees. And that is your weather update from WGXC. 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
The weekend report is looking great with the Rip Van Winkle Sandbar times forming on Saturday from 8:45 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. and then again from 9:15 p.m. into 1:30 a.m. Sunday. Again on Sunday, it returns 9:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. And that current, again, it's going to be strong, and that's going to allow it to plunge deeply down so it exposes more sand. Be aware. Pollen levels are also going to be up. Looking way up, we see the Perseids peak tonight. The moon will be bright, so it will be harder to trip on things, but it will also be harder to see the shooting stars. So, set up with an obstruction to the south. Trees, buildings, mountains are great objects. Hope for low cloud cover. The best viewing time will be 3 a.m. to 5 a.m. on Saturday, and hopefully the moon will be obstructed by the mountains for most of Greene County at least. Columbia County, you won't have quite so much protection. Look to the north-northeast, about 60 degrees up from the horizon. Solar wind speed is currently 553.1 kilometers per second at 5.5 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently fair below 8 megahertz till dark, then fair across the board overnight. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 4, unsettled. The current sunspot number is 58. And this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Laura Kunruther of Hudson, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about Creative Community Radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXE as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXE sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to WGXE.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
You know, I was listening to the radio and I heard this thing!
90.7 FM, listener aided and abetted radio.
Number 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10.
Lock all the windows and march up the stairs, and you're looking to me, but I'm so unprepared for it. Nothing's the same, and I swear that I'm haunted. It's not fair to you, and it's not what I wanted, but we
was the 2022 single Back to the Radio from Porridge Radio on the radio at WGXC.
Number 9, number 9, number 9, number 9, number 9.
9. 9.
Joe McPhee is a renowned saxophonist who resides in Poughkeepsie, and his Nation Time album, originally released in 1970 and reissued in the year 2000, is a jazz classic. Now, in 2022, the band Moor Mother, on their album Jazz Codes, has a song called Joe McPhee Nation Time Intro.
Apples, peaches, pumpkin pie. All y'all ready? Holla, scream, shout. It's Nation Time. It's Nation Time. It's Nation Time for real.
Yo! Cops in patrol cars, cops on the beat. We'll be standing on the corners, we'll be marching in the street. Helicopters overhead, another brother shot dead. What time is it? It's Nation Time! racist fascists in our White House, neo-Nazis in the streets. We got miles to go and promises to keep. Culture vultures in our beds, another bullet in our heads. What time is it? It's nation time.
Number 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8 8
2022 new music there from Chris Forsythe from Philadelphia. The song is called Bad Moon Risen.
Number 7 7 7 7 7 7 7.
That was 2022 new music from Lucretia Dalt. The song was called Atemporal on the radio at 90.7 FM, WGXC.
Number
6.
Next, we hear from reedist Daniel Carter, bassist William Parker, drummer Gerard Cleaver, and pianist Matthew Shipp from their 2022 album Welcome Adventure Volume 2. This is the title track on the radio at WGXC.
Thank you.
number
five, 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 five,
five.
Black MIDI with 2022 new music. The song's called Welcome to Hell.
Number
4.
Next on WGXC, we've got new music from the Brooklyn-based band Oneida. Their 2022 album is called Success, and the first track on it is called Beat Me to the Punch.
We'll be right back.
Oneida there with Beat Me to the Punch from their 2022 album Success.
Number
that was Aaron Dillaway, who co-founded the band Wolf Eyes and has performed in this area at the Avalon Lounge and Bard College in recent years for Wave Farm projects. He's also been an artist in residence at Wave Farm several times. The song was called Blue Studies for Tom Smith, a fellow noise artist, Tom Smith, who passed away recently.
Number
two. Thank you.
That was 2022 new music from Chris Forsythe from Philadelphia. The song was called Experimental and Professional from his album Evolution, Here We Come, with Forsythe on guitar, along with Tom Malik, Doug McComb from Tortoise on bass, and Ryan Jewell on drums.
Number
one.
All right, here is 2022 new music from U.S. Girls, or Us Girls, depending on how you want to pronounce it. The song is called So Typically Now, on the radio at 90.7 FM, WGXC. Derek Bailey recorded Domestic Jungle in the 1990s, improvising on guitar along with Jungle Pirate radio stations. And he wrote about this record, quote, "The station's not there now. Usually they've started by 5:30. They've no announcements. When they go off, it just stops. When they come on, it just blasts in. It's enormously loud. I get it accidentally sometimes when I'm just messing about. So I've been listening to it, and I really like the way they do it on the radio. I have to say that in recent times, it seems to have gotten softer, a lot less abrasive in some ways. There are more vocal samples, for example. But what I do like about the radio is the live quality. Although the stuff is records, they don't leave them alone. They'll talk over them, advertise gigs, order a pizza. The music's constant, but with interruptions. It's very live, and with that sustained pace, which, of course, is inhuman, and it's nice to play along with, particularly as opposed to free jazz situations where the pace is often very slow. I found it fantastic to practice with, so for a long time I've been doing that.
I've always liked the parts where the music stops and drifts along. You got some ridiculous string orchestra, then it just slips a bit. The pitch goes, or they slow it down or something. Then the drums come back. It's completely meaningless. I like that. What is a pain and can sometimes dilute it is the repetitive, looped, or sampled vocals. The funny thing is, I've never heard a jungle record. All I've heard has been off the radio, unquote. Here is Derek Bailey's Domestic Jungle record.